Security ministers and security forces for emergency talks about how to handle the Iranian seizure of a British flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Among the potential responses Britain is considering is the prospect of imposing economic sanctions on Iran. May's government is expected to update members of Britain's parliament on the situation later Monday. Meanwhile, Britain is using video and audio of the incident as proof that Iran overstepped its authority. Reuters' Mia Wormersley.
Dramatic footage claims to show the moment a British-flagged oil tanker was seized in the Gulf. Iran's Revolutionary Guards posted a video online showing speedboats pulling up alongside the Stena Impero tanker on Friday, its name clearly visible. Troops wearing masks and carrying machine guns rappelled onto its deck from a helicopter. An audio recording obtained by monitoring agency Driad Global is said to describe the moment the tanker was ordered to change direction just before the troops boarded the vessel and the subsequent response from a British warship warning against interfering.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. A leading House Democrat says that special counsel Robert Mueller will give very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. Mueller is set to testify before two House committees on Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election and if Mr. Trump obstructed justice in trying to derail that probe. The Mueller report concluded there was not enough evidence to determine that Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. But Mueller wrote he could not exonerate Trump of allegations of obstruction, turning the matter over to Attorney General William Barr. Barr said he could not find any evidence of obstruction. This is VOA News. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele held a new chapter in his country's relationship with the United States, thanking Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for being the first top U.S. diplomat to visit his country in 10 years. For his part, Secretary Pompeo praised Bukele's shift towards the United States. Pompeo also praised El Salvador for declaring it does not recognize what he termed the corrupt Maduro regime as a legitimate government of Venezuela. President Trump has resumed his Twitter attack on four Democratic congresswomen, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Quoting the president on Twitter, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country." And to echo that, Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp on ABC's This Week.
"These Democratic presidential candidates are going to have to kiss the ring of the squad because they are the new voices of the Democrat Party, and that should be concerning."
But Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings isn't worried.
"These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union that our founding fathers talked about."
Cummings also spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Ukrainian comedian who was elected president on Sunday won a broader mandate after his political party took a commanding lead in parliamentary elections. More from Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
The Ukrainian comedian who was elected president won a broader mandate on Sunday after his political party took a commanding lead in parliamentary elections.
"It is not only a great trust. For me, it is also a great responsibility, for me personally and for the team. We will not let Ukrainians down. You know our main priorities. Sorry to repeat it again. They are the same as those of every Ukrainian. I am sure it is the end of the war, the release of our captives, and the victory over the corruption which still remains in Ukraine."
President Volodymyr Zelensky had no prior political experience before winning a landslide victory in April. But he found his authority stymied by a cabinet mostly loyal to his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko. The 41-year-old called for snap parliamentary elections, and on Sunday, that gamble seems to have paid off.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. U.S. President Trump will press Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan for assistance in advancing the peace process in Afghanistan. Well, the two leaders meet at the White House Monday in their bid to reset strained relations between the two countries. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace negotiations with Taliban insurgents who are fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.